Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another day of being in the light as you in the light. So we can just meditate on the goodness of heaven, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you've translated us out of all darkness and deception and pointing finger and speaking wickedness. We've got a good God. We've got a good covenant. And so we've got good things in store for us, Lord. And so our hearts are filled with your goodness as you stir us up morning by morning. And our mouths and our words and our attitudes and our actions are also in the light as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Romans 16, verse 16 to 20. Greet each other with a holy kiss of God's love. And all the believers in all the congregations of the Messiah send their greetings to all of you. Now, dear brothers and sisters, I'd like to give one final word of caution. Watch out for those who cause division and offenses among you. When they antagonize you by speaking of things that are contrary to the teachings that you've received, don't be caught in their snare. For people like this are not truly serving the Lord, our Messiah, but are being driven by their own desires for a following. Utilizing their smooth words and well-rehearsed blessings, they seek to deceive the hearts of innocent ones. I'm so happy when I think of you because everyone knows the testimony of your deep commitment of faith. So I want you to become scholars of all that is good and beautiful and stay pure and innocent when it comes to evil. And the God of peace will swiftly pound Satan to a pulp under your feet. And the wonderful favor of our Lord Jesus will surround you.
Hallelujah. Just think about this ending here. The wonderful favor of our Lord Jesus will surround you. And this wonderful favor of the Lord, the goodness of God that surrounds us, is because of a very present God. We got a very present helper. So that's a big source, and that's a big secret we hold on to all the time, is that we got a very present help, and that sustains us and he motivates us, and we know he is pure, and we know we are also pure because we were made to be pure. We were deceived for a time in darkness, but praise God, now we're in the light. We were blind, but now we see. So that's a big secret. We stay in that light and understanding that we are of the God class, not of the low class or the middle class or the upper class. We've got the God class, and that's our peace, and that's our joy, and that's where we find our strengths, and the Lord just gives us victory. So we don't fall. And can you see there what it says, that when people are evil, they come against your heart. They want you to take to heart wrong things. So you just protect your heart, for from it comes the issues of life. Amen. Your heart has been given to the Lord. You believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth. And your heart is in the hand of the Lord like a river, and he just leads you and keeps you in victory and just takes you on in victory on the wonderful path that has been predestined for you, laid out for you. Those that he predestined, he calls. Those he calls, he justifies. Those he justifies, he glorifies. So yeah, just stay on the highway of holiness together with the Lord, in tune with the Lord, daily growing, glowing, and going and shining his light in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.